主耶稣，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
因为你赐恩给我们。
Because you poured your grace out to us.
我们好像做梦的人。
We are like people in a dream.
我们的有限的脑袋，我们的理性。
We have a limited mind, our limited logic.
好像来不及体会。
We can't fathom.
你的爱，还有你的美意。
We can't fathom your love and your good plans for us.
借着今天敬拜我们所唱的诗歌。
Through the songs and hymns we sang today.
你祝福我们的心灵。
Lord, you have blessed us in our hearts.
你让我们知道你不仅赐我们身外所需用的一些福。
Lord, you tell us that you don't only bless us through external needs.
你更是摸着我们这个人的心灵，救了我们的灵魂。
But you have touched our hearts and you have saved our spirits.
你用你自己的智慧跟巧妙。
Lord, you use your wisdom, and
your wisdom.
Yeah, use your wisdom.
Okay. 你量各样的环境。
And you've provided different circumstances.
使我们在其中成长。
So that we can grow within them.
当我们听你的话的时候
，And when we listen to your word，
你的宝贵的圣灵
，And your precious Holy Spirit，
多多的临到我们
，When that is poured out upon us，
就把我们带进得救的地场
，It brings us into salvation，
把我们带到你天国的境界里
，It brings us into your kingdom。
我们自己不会走这条路。
And on our own, we can't walk this path.
是你这一位奇妙的测试，懂得怎么带领我们。
Lord, it's you who knows how to lead us.
我们感谢你。
And we thank you.
有你真好。
To have you is so great.
我们可以在活人之地走天路。
So that we can be on this earth to walk this heavenly path.
可以在地上平凡的生活里有你属天的祝福。
And in these, on this earth, we are able to have this heavenly blessing.
主，谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
继续帮助我们，吸引我们。
Continue to help us. Continue to draw us.
让我们来亲近你。
Let us to draw near you.
让我们来信靠顺服你。
Let us to trust and obey you.
好叫你在我们身上的工作的完全。
So that the work you're doing in us is complete.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
上一次我们讲到雅各的家。
Last week we talked about Jacob's family.
有一个拿弗他利。
One of his sons, Naphtali.
这个拿弗他利天然人的习性，受他小时候家庭中的一些影响。
And Naphtali, you know, his personality was really influenced by his upbringing.
他有几个妈妈？四个妈妈。
How many mothers did he have?
这些妈妈们争来争去的。
And these mothers, they, you know, quarreled with each other.
他的天然人的习性受这个影响，甚至他的妈妈给他取个名字叫相争，意思是相争，拿弗他利就是相争。
And because of his upbringing, you know, his personality was very influenced by, you know,that kind of environment, and even his mom named him suffering or struggle.
圣经讲的这个人，圣经讲的人类的故事，很多时候就在讲我们。
And many of the stories in the Bible, it's really also talking about us.
我们在我们原生家庭里边，也会受到一些影响。
And even in our own families that we were born into, we're influenced by it.
所以我们天然人的习性就脱不了那个影响。
And so our own human nature, you know, we're really unable to flee away from that influence.
所以我们实在是可怜的罪人。
And so we are truly pitiful sinners.
神认识我们是可怜的罪人。
And God knows that we are such a sinner.
可是很多时候我们不认识自己，我们还活得很快活，因为有各种享受，不知道自己是可怜的罪人。
But sometimes we don't recognize our own sinfulness, that we are sinners because we are able to enjoy different things in our lives. So we don't see ourselves that way.
他的父亲老雅各，在那种家庭生活中历尽各种煎熬。
And Naphtali's father, Jacob, he had to experience also all of this struggle and strife.
我们不难想象，在困境中他会想到以前的事。
Who knew that during these struggles he would think about things that happened in the past?
他在离开家乡的时候。因为他骗了哥哥父亲的祝福，哥哥要追杀他，他得离开家。
Because back then he tricked his older brother to take the blessings of the firstborn, and so he you know ran away from home. He had to flee.
他要投靠他的舅舅。
And so he ran to his uncle.
就在那个离家的过程，他在一个地方。睡着，梦见天梯。
And on his journey to his uncle, he fell asleep and he had a vision and a dream of a ladder to heaven.
还有神对他说话。
And God spoke to him.
我们来看这一段圣经好不好？创世纪二十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis 28.
我们大家来读哈。二十八章十二节到十七节。
From verse 12 to verse 17.
梦见一个梯子立在地上，地梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。耶和华站在梯子以上，说：“我是耶和华你主亚伯拉罕的神。”也是以撒的神，我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福，我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许的。雅各睡醒了，说：“耶和华真在这里，我竟不知道。”就惧怕说：“这地方何等可畏！这不是别的，乃是神的殿，也是天的门。”
OK.He had a dream in which he saw a stairway resting on the earth, with its top reaching to heaven, and the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. There above it stood the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham, and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust on the earth, and you will spread out to the west and the east, to the north and to the south.All peoples on earth will be blessed through you and your offspring. I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. When Jacob awoke from his sleep, he thought, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it. He was afraid and said, How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God. This is the gate of heaven.
Yeah, 那雅各起来就把整所整的石头呢，就立作柱子，就浇油在上面，然后就给那个地方起名叫做伯特利，啊，就是神的殿的意思。
So when you know, Jacob woke up, he set up a pillar and he poured oil on top of it, and then he called it, the place Bethel, which means the house of God.
然后他也跟神许愿。
And he also, he made a vow to God.
啊，神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安的回到我父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神，我所立为柱子的石头也必做神的殿。凡你所赐我给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。
And his vow, he said, "If God will be with me and will watch over me on this journey I am taking, and will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, so that I may return safely to my father's house, then the Lord will be my God." And this stone that I have set up as a pillar will be God's house. And all of that you give me, I will give you a tenth.
我们可以想象，他一定在那个困境里边，他在那个异地二十年，他难免会想到所发生的这个事。
So we can think about how in his, through his own sufferings, that he would think about what happened here at Bethel.
后来，他第一也是原先只想要娶的那个妻子拉结死了。
And then you know later on, the wife that he originally wanted to marry first, passed away, Rachel.
还有最摸着他心的那个宝贝的儿子约瑟，也没了。
And during that time, even his most, you know, his favorite and most precious son Joseph was also supposedly gone.
好像这一切人生的那种无常，那种 uncertainty， 还有不可逆料。
And during this, you know, kind of uncertainty that he was experiencing,
促使他仰望等候神的救恩。
It caused him to wait upon and to seek God's salvation.
我们看创世纪四十九章。
Let's take a look at Genesis 49.
他快要离开世界之前，他这个人生命被神制作到后来，他里面很亮，对生命的事很亮。
So you know, through his life and through the difficulties, he you know he's grown a lot, and in his later years near the end, within him was you know there was a lot of God's light within him.
那他那个时候，他就为他的孩子们祝福预言。
And he was, and at this point, he was blessing his children and also, you know, prophesying.
当他预言到十六、十七节。
When he was prophesying at verse 16,
讲到他其中有一个儿子但，但支派。
He talked about one of his sons, Dan.
那这个我就不讲，因为这个不在我们今天的讲题里面。他预言了这个之后，他很有感慨，自然呢，他就讲到了十八节。
And after he says this blessing, let's take a look at verse 18.
耶和华，我向来等候你的救恩。
And he said, "I look for your deliverance, O Lord."
耶和华，我向来等候你的救恩。
I look for your deliverance, O Lord.
特别是在他预言了但之后，他发出这样子的一个呼吁。
It was in particular he spoke this verse here after his blessing and prophecy for Dan.
我觉得这一点值得我们深思。
And I think this point is worth us.To consider.
我留给弟兄姊妹去深思。
And I leave it to you to think about this.
上个主日我提到，在这里主给我一个启示。
Last week I talked about what the revelation that the Lord gave me.
我们若像雅各一样
if we are like Jacob,
一直的常常仰望等候神的救恩
if we consistently wait upon and to seek God's deliverance,
我们天然人凭血气在相争的生命
then you know that our human nature to, you know, kind of struggle for ourselves.
就会转化成属神的生命。
It will transform and become a life that belongs to God.
那拿弗他利呢？他原来是像地表相争的。
And you know, originally, you know, Naphtali, his name was, you know, represents, you know, that kind of struggle.
在末后，他成为被释放的母鹿。
And in the end, here, you know, he becomes a doe that's set free.
他出佳美的言语。
And that he has, the words that come out of his mouth are gracious.
以赛亚书六十一章第一节那边讲，主的灵在我身上，耶稣这边预言耶稣，主的灵在我身上，也可以是预言主的仆人，主的真仆人。
And in Isaiah, when he prophesied, the verse that Jesus spoke, which was that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You know, even that verse is something that can be true for those who really believe in the Lord.
那他就能够传福音给谦卑贫穷的人。
And so that those people can preach the gospel to those who are poor and humble.
也可以叫人得释放，出监牢
，and can set people free.
所以，如果主的灵临到我们
，so if the Lord's Spirit comes upon us,
我们可以出监牢
，then we can be set free from our prison.
很多时候，我们被我们的旧有的习性，我们的己，把我们牢笼住。
Sometimes, you know, we are trapped.Are imprisoned by our own self and our own nature.
所以在希伯来书那边说，要仰望为我们信心创始真宗的耶稣，要脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
That's why in Hebrews it says that we should keep focused on the author and perfecter of our faith, and to let go of everything that easily entangles us.
那我们就可以奔，奔那摆在前面的路。
So that we can, you know, strive towards the road that's ahead of us.
那这个被释放的母鹿，这个我们知道这个母鹿呢，母鹿的那个走很快哈，所以这边就告诉我们说，我们如果是这样子被主释放，我们可以神可以使我们因信稳行在高处。
And here, you know, the doe is able to run, you know, really, really fast. And if we rely on God, then we can run quick on the, you know, the highlands.
那个高处就是指神的地界。
And these highlands represents where God is.
而且我们的脚要快如母鹿的蹄。
And our feet.Will be like the way the doe runs.
好，那另外呢，当罪恶出去，活水就会进来。
And when our sin is removed, then that living water comes in.
他的爱就会进来。
And his love enters us.
他的爱会净化我们的心。
His love will, you know, will melt our hearts.
会使我们自觉低微。
It will cause us to be humble.
会使我们柔化。
It will cause us to be soft. It will soften our hearts.
他的美意会充满我们的心。
And his, you know, his goodwill will fill our hearts.
我们心里所存的，我们嘴里说出来的就是恩言。
And so that whatever is in our hearts will come out through our mouths, and we will have gracious words.
这是神可以做在我们身上的工作。
And this is a work that God can do in our lives.
这个也是耶稣从天上来地上受苦，要为我们成全的救恩。
And this is why Jesus came down, to suffer and to accomplish this work of salvation for us.
那上个礼拜我们讲就是那一句话。妇人所生的没有一个大过施洗约翰的。
And last week we talked about how, among all the mothers, none is greater than, among all people, there's none greater than John.
John the Baptist.
John the Baptist.
但是在天国里最小的比他还大。
But, even those the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than John.
我们渐渐就可以明白了，对不对？
And through that verse, we can, you know, more and more understand.
我继续讲，你们可能就会更明白了哈。我们来看约翰福音第一章。
Let's look at John chapter 1.
我们现在仔细再讲二十八节哈，让大家更清楚。
Let's talk more deeply about verse 28.
约翰福音第一章第六、第七节。
Verse 6 and 7.
有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰，这个约翰就是施洗约翰。这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。
So starting at verse 6, there came a man who was sent from God. His name was John, John the Baptist. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light.So that through him all men might believe.
注意后面这一句话。
So pay attention to that last part.
叫众人因他可以信。
So that through him all men might believe.
哦，因着施洗约翰做见证，人就能够就晓得要来信耶稣。
And this is pretty amazing that it's through John being a witness, that.Men can come to believe Christ.
我们继续看第八第九节，他就是施洗约翰，不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
So let's look at verse 8 and 9. It starts out with he being John the Baptist himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light.The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world.
那个光就是主耶稣。
And that light is Jesus Christ.
主耶稣来，他的生命充满了光。
And when Jesus came, his life was full of that light.
你知道，约翰福音第一章讲，太初有道，这道成了肉身。这个道在人的里面。
And so that's why, you know, here in John, in the beginning it said that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word became flesh, and this Word dwells in us.
他说生命在他里头。
And that there's life within him.
生命在这个道的里头。
And there is life within the Word.
这生命就是人的光。
And this life is...The light for us.
所以我们里面如果有耶稣的生命
So if we have the life of Jesus within us,
我们里面就有光
Then we have light within us.
我们就可以逐渐看清楚我们里面的情形
Then we're more able to see the situation within ourselves.
所以光能光照人，叫人悔改
So that's why light can shine upon us and reveal in us and cause us to repent.
这个光也能够指引人走该走的公义的路，平安的路。
And this light also guides us to walk on a righteous path and a path that has peace.
那施洗约翰，他活着的目的，就是见证耶稣，让人真正被光照，而且神的光线可以医治人，可以指引人，可以应聘人。
So John the Baptist, his purpose on earth was to be a witness for Jesus Christ and to show them what the light is, so that the light can, you know, heal people, can discipline? To heal people,
to guide people,
and
to hovering upon people.
To dwell among his people.
Yeah. 那因着他无私的见证，他把神的这个真理传达得很淋漓尽致。
And through his, you know, his testimony and being a witness, he was able to preach to many people about Christ.
那众人就受感动，可以实在的信耶稣。
So many of the people were moved to really believe in Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果实在的信耶稣，
brothers and sisters, if we truly believe in Jesus,
信靠他，顺服他，
if we trust him, if we obey him,
我们就会从罪跟他的权势走出来。
Then we will be able to walk and be free of the power of sin.
包括我们的己的权势。
Even the power of ourself.
而且我们一定会走进以马内利的这个境地。
And we will walk into a reality of, you know, what Emmanuel means.
我们知道以马内利就是神要跟我们同在。
And we know that Emmanuel means that God is with us.
在末后这个世代，知识充斥各地。
And in these end times, information is everywhere in our world.
那甚至关于神的事，也是很多的知识。
And there's also a lot of information about God.
主耶稣快要再来了。
Jesus is coming.
现在那个重点是我们要进入这个实质。
But the key point for us is to enter into his
the reality. 那个以马内利，那个是一个天国的一个 realm， 一个境界。
And when we speak of, you know, Emmanuel, God being with us, this is a heavenly realm.
在那其中你会被保守。
And when we're there, we'll be protected.
今天我们唱的很多首诗歌都在诉说这个事。
And many of the songs and hymns we sang today is all speaking about this.
这些诗歌我以前都唱过很多遍。
And all of these hymns and songs I've sang many times.
当我们越尝到天恩滋味的时候，唱这样的诗歌，我们就会说，真是这样，真是这样。
And when we've really tasted, you know, heaven, then we know, when we sing these songs, we know that, oh, this is really true.
所以为什么说施洗约翰那么伟大？因为他的工作是不可或缺的。
And that's why John the Baptist was truly great, because the work that he did was essential.
因为他的见证就把人带到耶稣那里。
Because through his testimony, he led many to Christ.
一切真正的祝福就从这里开始。
And so that the true blessings from Jesus would be able to.
弟兄姊妹，不要看错了，这是雅各书第一章十六节讲的。不要看错了，所有真正的祝福从天上来的。所有真正的祝福是从众光之父那里来的。
Remember what it says in James, that all blessings come up from above, from God.
施洗约翰呢？他我们根据圣经，他讲什么？他指明说：“看啊，神的羔羊，背负除去世人罪孽的。”
And don't forget, you know, what John the Baptist said when he saw Jesus. He said, "Here, look, it's the Lamb of God." Who's come to get remove our sins?
他把人指向去看十字架，神为我们做了什么？
And John the Baptist was pointing us to look at the cross, to look at what Jesus will do for us.
而且他继续下去，这个只是一个救恩的初步。他继续下去，他提到人得救以后，神在人生命中的继续跟进的工作。
But that point was only the beginning, and John the Baptist even talked about God's transforming work after we're saved.
那我们看路加福音第三章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 3.
16, 17节。
Verse 16 and 17.
约翰说，这个约翰也是施洗约翰哈，说我是用水给你们施洗，但有一位能力比我更大的要来，我就是给他解鞋带也不配，他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
Verse 16, John the Baptist answered them all, I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whoseSandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
他讲到耶稣基督来，我们信了主以后，耶稣基督不仅我们要有悔改的洗礼，我们都受浸过，对，表明我们要悔改归向主。耶稣基督继续在我们生命中要用圣灵跟火给我们施洗。
So what he's talking about is that Jesus came not just for us to, you know,go through baptism and through that, you know, that repentance and, you know, the act of repentance on the outside, but also to really send the Holy Spirit to baptize us from within.
十七节他说，他手里拿着簸箕，要扬进他的场，把麦子收在仓里，把糠用不灭的火烧尽了。
And verse 17, his winnowing fork.Is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. He wants to refine us.
那个糠是虚浮的，不是实在的那个麦粒，那他都要筛掉、除掉。
And you know the chaff, that's the part that we don't use for grain.That has to be removed.
所以他非常清楚，他把一条义路很，那条义路很实在的，从初步一直到晋升，他整个指明出来。
So John the Baptist was very clear about this, you know, not only from the very beginning of salvation, the beginning of this path, but to the very end.
使遵这义路行的人，至终可以得着丰盛又荣耀的救恩。
So that those who walk on this righteous path, will be able to have that, glorious salvation.
所以他实在是伟大。
And so that's why John the Baptist is truly great.
那他的治理名言，说明了他伟大的胸襟。
His famous motto, or his famous what?
John 3:29-30.
Oh, so he also had this very famous
saying. Yeah. 我刚唱那个诗歌，我好高兴，因为又是一个印证。我们来看一下《约翰福音》第三章。
I was really glad that we sang that song earlier because it was a. Another sign.
29-30.
Let's turn to John chapter 3, verse 29 and 30.
很有名的话哈，娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音，就甚喜乐，故此我这喜乐满足了，他必兴旺，我必衰微。
So it says, the bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. This joy is mine, and it is now complete. He must become greater, I must become less.
你看，从这边我们看出他自比自己是新郎的朋友，对不对？他很高兴听到新郎的声音。
Yeah, and here, you know, John the Baptist compares himself to the friend of the bridegroom, and he says that he's full of joy.
他听到新郎的声音，他就很喜乐。
And when he hears the bridegroom's voice, he is full of joy.
他的喜乐就很满足。
And his joy is complete.
他也知道，神要娶的新妇就是教会， 是属耶稣的，是新郎要娶的，不是他。
And he also knows that the bridegroom is going to marry the church, and it's not for him.
所以他说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And that's why he says that Christ should be greater and that he becomes less.
新郎的朋友让新郎跟新妇这样子合为一，他就闪一边。
Yeah, and so in that,
就低微了。
So to let the bridegroom and the bride to become one, he has to step aside.
他不让人家注意他的存在，他只不过是一个 voice， 是一个声音。
He didn't want people to you know focus on his existence. And so he became, you know, to be the voice.
他的伟大就在乎他为了要让神引进人的生命中。他甘愿使自己成为无有。
So what makes him so great is that for Christ to become greater, he was willing to become nothing.
这是人间至极的伟大。
And this is something great among us as people.
然而，他到底不是人的根源，不是人得救的根源。
Even though he and even still, he is not the source of our salvation.
This is 28节所要强的讲的。他那么伟大，但是到底他不是人得救的根源。
And so this is the point of verse 28 of why, you know, even though he's so great, he is not the source of salvation for people.
人得救的根源是什么呢？
And what is, you know, the source of salvation for us?
如何拥有这个得救的根源？
And if we have this, the source of salvation.
希伯来书第五章。
Or how should we have this?
希伯来书第五章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 5.
第八、第九节。
Verse 8 and 9.
这个他就是指耶稣哈。他，我们一起读好吗？这句话太重要。我们读到第十节。
Let's read to verse 10, starting from verse 8.
他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人，成了永远得救的根源，并蒙神照着麦基洗德的等次。称他为大祭司。
So here it says, although he, meaning Jesus, was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, and was designated by God to be high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
就因为有耶稣，虽然他从来不知罪，没有犯过罪，就因为他在神所量给他各种环境里边，他学习顺从。
And it's through Jesus, you know, even though he never sinned, because he obeyed through his suffering,
他得以完全，就成为得救的根源。
He was made perfect, and so that he could become the source of eternal salvation.
什么样人可以得到这个宝贝？
And who can receive this salvation?
效法他那样信靠顺从的人。
Those who obey him in the same way that he was, that he trusted and obeyed the Father.
我觉得我们的神很奇妙，他一方面鼓励我们要努力这样子做，可是一方面他又知道我们不过是人，有时候我们会有软弱。
And God is amazing because he encourages us to work hard, but he also knows that as people, we have weaknesses.
所以他接着就讲大祭司，你注意圣经，他每一次讲到一个很棒的一个应许，然后他好像神怕我们够不上，他又讲一个大祭司会连续我们的。
So you know, that's why he follows up with talking aboutGod being, Jesus being the high priest, and you'll notice that many times God will, you know, give us like this great promise, which is so wonderful. And God seemingly knows that we aren't able to be perfect in achieving it. So he speaks of a high priest who is merciful.
既然这个得救的根源是宇宙的至宝，当然要付代价才能得到，对不对？
And you know, like this eternal salvation, right? It's so great. It's the most precious thing. Like, shouldn't we have to, you know, have some sort of sacrifice to get to it?
这代价不是我们付得起的。
But this sacrifice is not something we can pay.
要蒙神怜悯。
We have to receive God's mercy. 所以我们看一下
这个大祭司在第四章的十四到十六节，这边讲得很清楚。
So here in verse 14 to 16.
我们一起来读好不好？这一段话太宝贵。希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 to 16. 14到十六，
我们一起来读。我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道。因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.
所以靠着主，靠着主的恩典，他可以成全他的工作在我们身上。
So if we rely on our Lord's grace, then he's able to accomplish the work in our lives.
人如果实在的这样被成全，
And if we are really made complete in this way,
我的意思就是说，他如果实在的有这得救的根源，而且让神的大祭司时刻眷顾他，为他带导、牧养、引领他。
And what I mean is this, that if this person really has that source of salvation and allows this high priest to
眷顾他
to build up, to lead and to guide.
那这个人至终也会成为把这样子的宝贝传给人的器皿。
This person will become a vessel that can take this life and also bless it to others.
这个就是尼托森讲的，真正的侍奉乃是流入基督。
So this is what
Watchman Nee
said when she said to
The real
blessing.
真正的侍奉, the real service.
Oh, the real service is to
供应基督, 流入基督,
to give Christ.
Yeah. 我前几天, 我前几天, 我举一个例子, 我前几天跟大卫牧师, 我每天都会跟他有电话。那一天我花了他两个多钟头，很不好意思。
So every day, so I have something to say. Like every day, I speak to Pastor David, and one day we spoke for couple hours.
起先我们一起祷告。
In the beginning, we prayed together.
哦，充满了神的恩膏，好高兴。
And it was full of, you know, God's anointing.
后来我们谈论一些事情。
And then we discussed some things.
很 practical 的，我们的家务事，还有我们服事上的一些事情。
We spoke about some practical things in life related to service and also family matters.
比较多是台湾的。
And many of it was related to Taiwan.
就在这个谈话的里面。
And in our discussion,
我大大的蒙光照。
I was greatly revealed.
一个很强的光, 好像人让我看到, 哦, 我是一个何等蒙怜悯的人。
And through this revelation, it was like a light in which I realized that I'm just someone who receives such a great mercy.
就是神的话，就是这样的一个谈话，在主里的谈话，那个光一出来，我就觉得哦，我需要大大悔改。
And in our conversation, when this was revealed to me, I felt like I really needed to repent.
等一下我们会讲，悔改是一个很重要的关键。
And I want to talk about later. I want to talk about that repentance is a very important.
好，我们现在来看。所以我想，关于这个施洗约翰跟神国最小的，我们能够了解了哈。那我们再来看路加福音第七章二十九三十节。我要讲快一点，不然会时间会拖。第七章二十九三十节。
So let's turn to Luke chapter 7, verse 20.
众百姓很遂利，既受过约翰的洗，听见这话，就以神为义。但法利赛人和律法师，他这边讲没有受过约翰的洗，小字说不受施洗约翰的洗，竟为自己废弃了神的旨意。
29 and 30. All the people, even the tax collectors, when they heard Jesus' words, acknowledged that God's way was right, because they had been baptized by John. But the Pharisees and experts in the law rejected God's purpose for themselves, because they had not been baptized by John.
这个地方呢，讲到悔改，众百姓跟税吏，他们这个不是仪式，不是一个悔改的仪式而已。 这是一个悔改的实质。
So here it talks about actually repentance, you know, the people here and the tax collectors. And this repentance isn't just like an outward, like, ceremony, but it was, you know, a real repentance.
对，那因为众百姓跟税吏他们真实的悔改，他们里面就会有神的那个。 那个怎么讲？他们就会明白，他们就以神的话为义。
And because these people here and the tax collectors that truly repented, their hearts were changed, and so they were able to acknowledge that God's way is right.
那法利赛人跟律法师他们不悔改。But
the Pharisees and these experts of the law, they didn't repent.
他们没有办法。 有神的生命，无份于神的生命跟神的心思意念。
So they were not able to have part in, you know, God's heart and what God wants.
悔改实在是非常的重要。So
that's why repentance is truly important.
施洗约翰出来传道，天国近了，你们应当悔改。So
that's why John the Baptist, you know, he preached, you know, the kingdom is near. You need to repent.
耶稣出来传道也是天国近了，你们应当悔改。And
Jesus also preached, the kingdom is near. You should repent.
在马可福音，耶稣说日期到了，天国近了，你们应当悔改，信福音。
And even Mark wrote, you know, that the kingdom is coming, and that that we should all repent.
好像世上的人在引颈盼望。
Because all of us are awaiting, hopefully, hoping for that great salvation.
福要到了，这个时间快近了。
That blessing and grace is coming, and the time is near.
你要悔改，so 开门来迎接这个福。
So that we should repent and open our hearts to receive this blessing.
悔改实在太重要了。
So repentance is truly very important.
我们看路加福音十五章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 15.
十五章，今天呢，我把这个当做 homework 给你们做哈。这边讲到悔改的重要，我们看第七节跟第十节。
This place talks about the importance of repentance. So let's look at verse 7.
耶稣讲这个比喻，他说：“我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜。”好，下面我就不讲了哈。第十节，耶稣又说：“一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也要这样为他欢喜。”
Verse 7 says, I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. And similarly in verse 10, in the same way I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
你看，地上的人悔改，实在的悔改，天上的那些天上的那些使者，那些天使都在欢喜快乐，你就知道悔改是多重要。
So if one person on earth here, a sinner who truly repents, you know, even the angels and those in heaven are rejoicing. So repentance is very great. It's a great thing.
法利赛人跟律法师因为没有悔改
，and because those Pharisees and the experts of the law did not repent.
他们心里边充满的就是他们自己的心思意念。
And because their hearts were full of only their thoughts.
他们没有办法看清楚生命公义的事。
They were unable to see, what was the right way, in life.
所以耶稣说他们是瞎子领瞎子的，两个人要一同掉到坑里。
And that's why Jesus said that they're the blind leading the blind, and that both would fall into a pit.
他们要教导人，要引导人，可是却是瞎子。
Because those teachers and those Pharisees were supposed to teach the people, but they were blind.
把人引到掉到坑里去了。
And that they were leading people into the pit.
那我们看一下最后一段，我很简单几句话就讲完了哈。第七节，第七章的最后。
So let's look at Luke chapter 7.
31节。
Verse 31.
31节到35节。
Verse 31 to 35.
我们一起读好吗
？Let us read it together.
主又说：“这样，我可用什么比这世代的人呢？”他们好像什么呢？好像孩童坐在街市上，彼此呼叫说：“我们向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞；我们向你们举哀，你们不啼哭。施洗的约翰来，不吃饼，不喝酒，你们说他是被鬼附着的；人子来也吃也喝，你们说他是贪食好酒的人。”是税吏和罪人的朋友，但智慧之子都以智慧为事。
To what then can I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children sitting in the marketplace and calling out to each other. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not cry. For John the Baptist came, neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, he has a demon.The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you say, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is proved right by all her children.
我今天这一段我只简单讲一两句话就好了，你们回家想，也许下个礼拜我们再深入的谈。
So I'll talk about two things here, but I would like you guys to think about it during the week.
因为世人没有悔改，有份于神的生命跟神的心思意念，不明白生命的事。
Because the people, you know, of this world, as sinners, if we don't repent, we don't understand the things of God.
所以他们都凭外貌来看事情。
So they only rely on what they see on the outside.
施洗约翰跟耶稣是里面在跟随神的带领。
Because both the John the Baptist and Jesus were being led within by the Spirit.
神要施洗约翰，就是禁食祷告。
Because God, the Spirit wanted John the Baptist to fast and pray.
他顺服主，那就对了。
And so he obeyed God, and so that was right.
耶稣跟罪人跟跟税吏做朋友，很欢乐，要把神的救恩给他们，那就对了。
And for Jesus, you know, he was eating and drinking with, you know, the tax collectors and the sinners, and you know, spreading the good news, and that was what was right.
可是里面没有圣灵的人，感受事情有时候就有时候不知不觉，有时候感觉错误。
But for those who don't have this Holy Spirit within them, they are not sensitive to this. They don't understand. Sometimes they are misled.
所以耶稣说，我们向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞。吹笛应该是可以跳舞的时候，你不跳舞。
So that's why Jesus said, you know, like, you know, when they were playing the flute, you know, you didn't dance.
可以欢乐的时候，你不懂得可以欢乐。
And when it's time to be joyful, like, they don't understand how to be. To be joyful.
我们向你们举哀的时候，你们不懂得刻苦己心。
And then when they were singing, you know, dirges, like, you know, the people didn't know that they should have cried.
这个世界就是这样。
And so this is the kind of world we live in.
好，我今天就讲到这里。
Yeah. That is all for today.
谢谢今天。在神的面前。